Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to get ready for Psalm
59 and Psalm 64, as we talk about stop the war, stop the killing, save the babies. And that's one of our things for this Sunday morning. I bless you, you and you. Get ready to excite you, to motivate you. Psalm 68, Psalm 59, I want you to hold on to that, because there's a blessing that God got for you, body, mind, and spirit. And God will do something special for you. So you get ready and claim the blessing that God got for you. I hope you have your pencil and paper. Psalms 93, Psalms 90, and Psalms, get ready for that breakthrough for you on this Sunday morning.
Of a valley of a riding.
good to know the Lord this morning. The storm is passing over, but we still talking about body, mind, soul, and spirit. Stop war. We are in the healing and the deliverance service. Don't forget, I'm praying for you, you, and you. It's time for you to step up and read your Bible. It's time for you to understand the Word of God is true, and the Word of God will work for you. You have to let God work for you. It's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. The pass by. So you get ready to know the storm has passed you by. God is still sitting on the throne, and God still wants to do something for you. So you let go and let God door have been closed. We're praying for you and you this morning, on this Sunday morning. We're praying for those that lost their life in the war, the war over in Russia, and the war over in Israel where they're fighting. Innocent people dying. Stop the war. Save the babies. Put that in your prayer. Men will stop the killing and save the babies. Men will stop the killing and save our nation. Roshanda, I'm praying for you. Call me. Lisa, give me a call. Those that need an understanding of what God will do with you. You know, the prodigal son had to make his way back to God. The prodigal son had to go and make his way back to God after all the right of living. He found out that he had to go back to God. And some of you this morning have to kneel down and pray, the Lord, take and heal me. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you this morning, God is still a healer, and God is a deliverer. Now, some of you might have a testimony, and I'm looking to see. 37 testimony. You got your hand up. If you got a testimony, I want to let you know God will move in you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sometimes you have to let go and let God.
Things have held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to live from this
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving, we're grooving.
Well, you might be able to reach out for your healing tonight and whatever going on in your life, every door on this Sunday morning will open up. I want you to pray for peace around the world. And you can do it, but the devil don't want you to do it. I need a breakthrough. God gonna bring somebody to you to give you what you need. Father God, we come this morning. We come to ask for them that need a blessing. Them that need Holy Spirit. For you to go in, touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. God, I know that you're able. Reach out and touch somebody that need touch. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's already done by the power of the Holy Ghost. want it done.
I speak of promised land.
I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone. I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trump in case I get shortness of breath.
Praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
Bishop Turner and I want to come to you. We're talking about the violence throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about those open up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate with tools. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. I want to let you know your business about to flow. I'll tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you, the new job, and the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire or you're trying to get a new job or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, $1 trillion flow, more money, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back forth. Don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning, I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now, that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with up and down because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son.
Yeah.
as he went out and rotted living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes,
Lord. Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't pose to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't pose to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
You're
there ain't got no job.
You're
there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're stepping in. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator
yes.
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food. I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor, and look at, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better, because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness and set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk up, if you ain't gonna pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better. Look like he hold his head up and say, look, I'm on my father's property. I'm on the land that I own. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're gonna have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes. So,
as he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people is on God's contrary, don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Or have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now,
that's like I have love you. We done come short this morning. But I know you're able. And I believe that you will. See about us down here. We are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening.
Have mercy.
We serve Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, not somebody daughter's in on the comb. Not somebody son is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it? I know you're able. Not good God Almighty. Not
yeah.
Now Jesus, my rock. Not my where is land. Not my bread. Not in a starving land. Not
yeah.
My water. Not in dry places. Not
yeah.
I love to call you. Not your name do something for me. It satisfy my soul. Not
be
thoroughly seen. Not for now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I gotta come off this battlefield.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
Play the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank
the
you.
Day wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
We thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to say that for God I live,
oh, thank
for God
you.
I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know
yes,
that you had houses up and down.
Yeah.
Back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yes.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be,
thank
you. He's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion float.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank
you. You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, 30 says, seek first the kingdom of God
well,
and all his righteousness.
Yes.
I want you to seek God because in 1913,
yes.
In 2014,
yes.
All the stuff that the devil stole, your marriage,
yes.
Your job, your sickness,
yes.
God will restore it in 2014.
Thank
get
you.
Ready for an overflow blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it to come.
Thank you.
All the stuff
thank
that
you
stole, God will restore your job,
thank
your health.
Thank you.
God's going to do it right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Call it down.
Yes,
in
sir.
The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
I call it to right now.
Right now.
You,
yes.
You, your blessing,
thank you.
Your miracle,
thank
is
you.
On its way.
Thank
Lord, hallelujah. I see it coming.
Thank
it's
you.
Right there.
Right
now. Grab hope to
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
at
you.
Home, in the hospital,
thank you,
walking
Jesus.
Down the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's faith on giving everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
Devil, have loose my
thank you. Thank
have
you.
Loose my blues.
Thank
in the
you.
Name of the Father.
Yes.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
All it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please
don't do it.
You gotta tell them for yourself. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't the devil. Oh, Lord, Lord, don't let the devil ride. Cause if you let him ride, he'll wanna drive the road. Come on. No, please don't let him drive your car. Come on. Oh,
I'm while we shuffle the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stuff. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go on the train. See, some of y'all going to get your stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair.